Peace and blessings, everybody. Cypher Supreme Ra in the building, along with Asset, Earth Ra Mai, on this other collab boat. We're going to do episodes 6 and 7 on Power Review. This is our Power Show review. Yes. We're going to talk about our opinions. I'm going to let you kick it off.
So, this is crazy because I feel that since Tommy decided to rock with Keisha, is something about her ass that's not right, and I still can't put her finger on it, because in the previous episode, Ghost gave her a good amount of check and said, leave town with your kid or whatever.
She was going to consider doing so.
But then, like, say if somebody says something about your relationship, you're supposed to immediately tell your spouse. She waited till shit hit the fan. So I don't trust her motherfucking ass with any goddamn thing.
Yeah, until she thought that Ghost sent that dude to kill her or to scare her. You know, and he ended up cutting her on the arm and she shot his ass. That's when she started to let him know that he gave me some money and tried to tell me to leave. She was going to take the check. She was going to take the check, and she definitely was going to consider taking the check and running with her son. Because she knows she don't want it like that. All she wants is a piece of the pie anyway. You know, she don't really give a fuck about that, about Tommy like that.
And even his mother said
she just wants the lifestyle. She want to be able to say she got a husband that's a successful hustler and a mover and a shaker. She wants the lust that come with it. The luster. And now the shit got real, and now it's going to be a problem. That's why she told Tommy that she thought Ghost sent to hit her. Again, it's another testament to how fucking stupid Tommy is. Tommy actually went to confront Ghost about it or even try to do something about it. And Ghost had to actually explain to this man, his brother, that why would I send a hitter for fucking her, for Keisha? Her? Why would I send a hitter to hit her? Because the truth be told, if Ghost wanted to do something to her when he confronted her, he could have choked her ass out. Like he choked out Terry Silva. It would be easy fucking work. If he choked out Terry Silva, a grown ass man, that work out and shit like that, you don't think he could choke her the fuck out?
Because men are naturally stronger than women.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, come on, man. And plus, Ghost got hands. Like, why the fuck would he send a hitter? And he can shoot just as good as anybody he could actually. And Ghost is personal. When he get a motherfucker, usually he go out there and he do it.
But little does Tommy know it was his own fucking people who did the shit.
But Tommy should know. He should have knew that already.
Because
why would Ghost have to explain that to him? That's what I don't get. Why would Ghost have to actually explain? Why would he do that in that fashion? You feel me?
Because at the end of the day, she came at his people incorrectly. Because they did the right thing and say, hey, product is missing.
They thought the best way to do it to get back with Tommy, because they feel like Tommy is the only show in town, is to impress him by getting Dre, kidnapping him. Not only kidnapping him, killing Ghost, they consider, and even probably finding a way to get Keisha out the picture altogether so she can, you know, move the fuck around. They went about it in that fashion. Ghost went about it in a different fashion. He wanted to give her opportunity. He ain't gonna just tell her to leave and not give her no opportunity to. Cause I feel like this too. If I'm gonna sit up here and tell you how to live your life, I gotta be willing to feed you. So I can't tell you how to go about your business unless I'm gonna do it. Tupac said that. And
because a star witness in the case, he gave her a shitload of money
So what he did was he offered her a check. It must have been a handsome amount because she looked at that check like, man, I might have to do this. Until that dude came in towards the end of there. So, you know, that tells a lot. And since we're going to start off like that, let's move on to Natasha trifling ass.
I can't even repeat what she. Can you just say it real quick? That a mother would do that.
No, mother. My mother would never. I know my mama would never tell me no shit like that. And if my mama was in a position to put me in a fine school as such as Tyreek, you know, I would definitely appreciate it. And I would try my best not to squander that opportunity. Instead of just letting your boy go to school, get his education like Ghost wanted him to.
Right.
She gets a bright ass idea because she wants to still have the life herself. She wants to still move weight. She still wants to do this, that, and the third. Now she's going to tell her own son that he can be bigger and better than Ghost ever was. But anyway.
Why would you encourage that lifestyle? Like, the part she don't get is Tariq is not that fucking smart, and his dad can outthink him really fucking quick.
No, what she wants to do is school him to the game. She knew he wouldn't refuse it because he has ambitions of being like his dad or like Kanan or whoever.
Yeah.
So she feel like, okay, well, let me show you the ropes. And then by her saying what she said was disgusting, like saying like, you keep saying something to the degree of how he keep messing up and she don't want him to end up getting dying on the streets. There are several ghosts out there, several big time dope dealers out there who lost their life very easily. Got trapped, set up, all this shit. You teaching him the game is only going to get him there faster. Instead of doing what you're supposed to do as a parent and put a hold on your child. See, this is a testament to how fucked up people think these days with their kids and thinking that you, instead of leading them the right way, you ain't got the energy to put into them to do it the right way. You want to put the energy in them the wrong way.
Because he looks about old enough now to work. I don't know what they...
He don't have to fucking work. He's not in that situation. His parents has already provided him with education to where he can graduate and then further his education or even go ahead and start a career in something that he may love to do when he figures that out, other than trying to be out here on these streets and sell cocaine.
Right, because my thing was when I was like 12, I was like, can we work now? I like to have my own money, you know? But there's positive ways to get money without breaking the law. And then her trifling ass encourages the behavior. This is why kids are fucked up, because of the shit their parents do.
And then here's another delusional bitch who don't realize that her son is very deceiving, trifling. He just pretty much tried to scam money, $2 million out of his uncle, mother, and father by participating in the kidnapping situation, which he was going to end up getting killed any motherfucking way if that would have happened. You think you, once this boy learned the game from you,
he wouldn't kill you?
He wouldn't betray you after that?
Sure the fuck
or just would. Use you for the game? She think if she do him like Kanan, you can't be Kanan. He not gonna look at you the same way as Kanan. But in her stupid fucking mind, she probably think that's what it is. Because all you keep on saying is Kanan, oh, Kanan. Kanan accepted me. Oh, Kanan did this. Oh, Kanan did. I would have slapped the shit out of him the moment he said it. Because, boy, you stupid. And the real reason why he set up Kanan, he's trying to make them believe that they tricked him into setting up Kanan. You wanted to set up Kanan because you was upset because he killed his son, which was his friend. The first person he ever looked up to. He liked it, Kanan's son.
Right.
You know, his Kanan's son was like a big brother to him. So, you know, he looked at Kanan different when he was like, dude, if you would kill dude, you would probably kill me, which Kanan would. Would have, because he did, but Kanan, for whatever reason, once he was shot, decided not to.
Which Tasha slept with him, Kanan's son.
Yeah. And the thing is this, man. That's terrible. All right, we're going to move right along. You know what I'm saying? From that shit.
I thought it was funny when Ghost pulled that gun out on Tariq's ass. It was like, nigga, I know what the fuck you did right now.
Exactly.
But you ever, I will kill you, nigga.
Let him know that, look, man, you will never be smarter than me. You will never be able to do things without me finding out. This is something that mistakes children make all the time. And, you know, it's a dangerous situation. He got his dad's house shot the fuck up because Tommy had to go in there and do some crazy shit. Tommy gave two fucks about shooting his ex-friend, best friend's house up just to get to Proctor's.
He would have probably killed that little girl, too.
And every time he feels like Ghost figures out something he did that he shouldn't have done, he goes back to reverting to killing Ghost. And it made me wonder, how long has he thought about doing this? That shit has been on Tommy's mind way before this shit happened. I think it started, the plot thickened for this shit to get to this point from starting from season 4 and 5, just by the way Tommy always challenged everything Ghost had to say or how he did shit.
Even Tommy's mother said, you don't want to make beef with Ghost because he's had your back since she was little. You fucking tripping, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And his mama told him, even though she was a cokehead, told him, your dad's fucked up. He's trying to set you up. He didn't listen. Leave Holly alone. And then he said, fucking leave Lakeisha's ass alone, too. But he didn't fucking listen.
Well, she told him what it was. He don't want to hear that because he wants something that he probably can't get.
I feel like he envies Ghost and Tasha's lifestyle.
Well, both of them do. That's why him and Keisha's two peas in a pot.
Facts. Your man, she...
But the story will never be that way. You know, no matter how you try to set it up.
No.
You know, they're going to live happily ever after in this big-ass house. That's an illusion. You know, somebody needs to spray up his house.
Ooh. I remember their connect had that nigga from Cali come work with him. And I think that motherfucker's in the
phone. Yeah, we're going to get to that too. Another big mistake. This is how dumb Tommy. I think Tommy pretty much got a feeling about him anyway. That dude is suspect as hell. That Mexican dude. That nigga's a cop, man. He's supposed to be from Dos Reyes. Mm-hmm. And, Tommy, you know, was kind of like, what you doing in New York? You know what I mean? And now you're going to put me on somebody out of nowhere to work with that I don't know nothing about. And if Tommy's smart, in the next episode or two, he needs to get him checked out and check his background, which is kind of hard to do with undercovers anyway because they tend to build backgrounds in where they say they from. Mm-hmm. So when you check them out, it is motherfuckers out there that could probably vouch for them.
Right.
Or it could be some other informant that vouches for them that may be connected to the same organization. That happens all the time.
So I believe that connect's trying to set Tommy's ass up.
Yeah, they gonna set his ass up if he allow it. Unless he just go ahead and just get this nigga out the way. Like Ghost suggested when Tommy confronted him. They might as well get Jason out the way, mm-hmm. which is the Serbian dude that's been blackmailing them for money and extorting them and shit, you know, for services.
Right.
And Jason has already told Ghost flat out to his face, he's like, you the one I want on my team anyway. Like, man, I give you free will to go ahead and kill Tommy if you want to. You know, and he don't even know that. You know, I'm glad Ghost has kept that as an ace in the hole for now. And not even, you know, letting Tommy know. Like, because Ghost could have easily said, hey, this nigga said I could kill you if I want to.
Right.
But Ghost is a thinker and is a process.
Because Tommy seems more like the hothead that reacts. Like, I'm the type of person, even if I'm pissed off, I might have to sit back and reflect on some shit for a few days before I respond to some bullshit. Or sometimes it's like it's not even worth it. Mm-hmm. And then Tommy has been pillow talking with Lakeisha, which I don't trust that bitch. And now, what is it, that lawyer guy, the DA, he's fired and his team's trying to put his ass in jail. illegal wiretap.
Now, mind you, he still got that thing on Dre's ankle too. That could be tapped and shit. And which was a dumb move. Once Dre showed him that, they should have just let him fly anyway. That way, old boy would have never lost his life. The most loyal dude in the crew had to get killed by Dre ho ass because of some wise ass idea. And he shouldn't have never helped them punk ass niggas kidnap Dre. He should have just stayed out of it. You know, you good with Tommy. Let them motherfuckers do what they do. Let them two renegade motherfuckers do whatever they gonna do and let them fail.
Right.
You know, instead of him being sympathetic because he cool with them niggas, he the one who lost his life. Not these two jokers that kidnapped Dre. And remember when we was watching the episode, I was telling you, I was like, Dre, he a slippery motherfucker. They ain't finna get Dre right now.
He said, call my daughter not bad.
And he had sympathy for Dre. And he was finna really let him talk to his daughter.
So now Tommy seems falling apart. They trying to set his ass up. And possibly Ghost could just murk his motherfucking ass like he's a liability.
And then, you know, you still got a lot of different factors in that shit. You know, you still got the uncle, the daughter, the uncle, I think his name Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
Proctor's friend. Mm-hmm. You still got him out there. You still got that final piece to the puzzle that Proctor laid out with the hard drive that he stuck into his daughter's charm bracelet. And that's gonna be later on, because we're about to start winding up in the episodes anyway.
Cause that eternal cop put two and two together. She snuck in his motherfucking office and got it, and then she had to do her job by letting them know.
Yeah, that's the illegal wiretap she got, but she don't have Proctor's hard drive, which his daughter got.
Right.
That wiretap is to prosecute the little fucking fake DA agent dude.
So now, like I told you from beginning, it wouldn't surprise me if he end up dead too, because he's been doing fuck shit to everybody, and he's the enemy of Tasha, Tommy, I guess you could say Lakeisha, Ghost, and Dre. So now they're gonna have to come back together and try to get rid of his ass or some shit, make it look like an accident.
Well, he's already fucked now.
Mm-hmm.
But he's gonna have to go back to Dre and try to work with Dre.
Dre would be a fool to trust his mouth. I wouldn't have let him put that shit on my ankle. I would have punched his ass.
I wouldn't have either.
I would have punched his ass and took off running. Because he was
lying. He didn't have to punch him. He just could have just simply walked away. And he threatened him with cops going to be in surround. That was a bluff. And he should have called his bluff.
And then
I was like, wherever you think you finna send him, they ain't going to find me. Motherfucker. So go ahead. Have them sent to my house if you want to, or wherever you're going to send them motherfuckers. They ain't going to find me.
And then what really got me was when, finally, when Tariq admitted to stealing product, Tommy was going to throw his ass off that building.
Oh, when you finally got him to tell him that he stole?
Mm-hmm. He was like, no, we not family no more, Tariq.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now Tariq is getting product from Dre, which is like kind of an enemy to everybody right now. He's a snitch.
Dude wanna be, see, he's just doing this desperado shit. He don't even know what's going on. He in over his head. He wanna do business with Dre. Dre will smoke his ass too. Stab him or whatever the fuck he gonna do to him. He can't be trusted. Like, what make you think that you can do business with Dre? Idiot.
He's a snitch, bro.
Whole time while his mama trying to teach him how to hustle, he's put that key of coke on it on the table. She get excited. Instead of asking, where you get this from? He can't say Canaan. What's she gonna do when she find out she got that cocaine from Dre? That Tariq got that cocaine from Dre.
She can't tell Ghost, because it's going to make you let Tariq do what, bitch?
What can she do?
Nothing. She's going to have to shut the fuck up and whatever repercussions, and then she's going to have to start lying to fucking Ghost.
You would think she would have to tell, but see, that's the problem. If that's her thought process and not getting rid of it until, you know, and not doing it. See, she ain't even got no real connect. The only connect she got is that one cat that be at outside of her daycare.
Right.
And instead of not doing no investigations for herself and knowing how her son is, her dumb ass just eyes lit up just because dude had a lot of cocaine to move. Thinking he gonna get more.
Bro, this could
really... like, shit, if you got that much, you might can get some more. That's all she thought about. Crazy shit, ain't it?
There's no way. Like, oh my god, these two episodes really hurt my head. And even though Ghost may not be the perfect dad, he's provided for all his children, and still... he's the reason why his sister got killed. He's the reason why certain shit has happened to his family.
Ghost's biggest problem is going to be dealing with that governor.
Right. Oh, yeah. The governor's fucking his assistant. And then remember that white
woman? It's fucking whose assistant?
The governor was fucking his assistant, that black girl with the big ass.
Yeah, that's not... Yeah. Yeah, she was part of his campaign. But I'm talking about him and Ghost being a problem. That's a problem he had between her husband and him. Yeah. I'm talking about the problem that I see for going is that he already looks at Ghost as a threat. Ghost has a lot of control over his campaign, and he not really liking that. And he ain't stupid neither. He know Ghost set up that robbery shit. Even the girl, the lady that's helping... then in the campaign, realized that's what Ghost did. And I told you Ghost was going to end up tapping that ass. She professed her love and her feelings to Ghost. So eventually, Ghost is going to tap that ass.
The governor want her. Remember he proposed to marry her?
Yeah, he tried to get her to do it. And then she dissed him and told him that her feelings was for somebody else. And then that really made him mad, too. So, I mean... Ghost is dang, the cars ain't in line. A lot of people, if y'all think Ghost got the cars lined up for him, he really don't. He got too many angles going against him. He got to worry about Tommy Ho ass, his fucking wife, his bitch ass son. Then he got motherfucking, governor dude, or wannabe governor dude, Lorenz Tate's character, getting jealous of him by the minute. And if you don't think that man ain't using it, because he's smart too.
Too smart.
You know, he a hood cop. He's an ex-cop and a hood nigga. Right. So, you know, that's a deadly combination, man.
Right.
So, yeah, that's shit.
He got pressure on that neck. And then that Serbian guy, he owe him a lot of money.
Oh, that Serbian dude, man. He Serbian dude playing games.
They need to kill his ass.
They gonna get him out the way easy. But, with them two together, working together, they should be able to do that.
But it's crazy that he would think still that Ghost wanted to kill Lakeisha. He should take a look at the people around him, but he has a hate for Ghost so bad, he lets that crowd his judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Your bitch just got into it with the people that been helping you, and she disrespected them. Mm-hmm. And then somebody came to her shop.
That ain't the way he look at things, though. He look at it as, you don't disrespect her. That's my girl. You out of pocket. And you got to get checked. I don't care how wrong she was. You don't fucking put your hands on her. Right. That's how most men would think anyways.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Who told you that you can put hands on her?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And Spanky should have shut the fuck up and just walked away.
He should have.
He just kept both y'all fired. Now the good guy's gone and both those other people. So now what?
Oh boy, the plot thickens on that. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be some interesting shit from there on. Just from that.
Mm-hmm.
And when Tommy find out dude dead, man, that's gonna be the repercussion right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Point blank and period.
I'm thinking, is he gonna kill? Try to put a hit on Tariq for stealing his product?
Who?
Tommy, I'll trust him.
Nah, he not gonna do that. Nah, he'll leave him alive, but at least his intentions is to. Mm-hmm. Because if he was going to kill him, he would just throw his ass over the thing.
Facts.
No, he wasn't going to kill him. I mean, that's obvious.
At least Tariq had some integrity to take that girl out the house so she didn't see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because she literally lost her parents within a week or two of each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up. But Tariq was a hoe for doing that shit. I would never, even if I was so goddamn mad at my dad, I wouldn't do no shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Tariq a hoe ass.
Tariq is so fucking annoying. Why did he have to be the one to...
to live?
Yeah, like, dude, they could have put all type of good scenarios with the girl if they wanted to. If they could have kept her on the show. I mean, it's a couple of things I would have wrote in the show for her that made her a factor in the show. They should have killed Tariq. His ass should have died. But it is more... It'll probably be a bit more exciting to have Tariq around for a little bit just because of, you know, the situation. But, yeah, man, this is going to be... It's going to be some crazy shit, man. This is going to be probably one of the best seasons ever. It's going to be a good closeout. The producers of this show, the writers, they did a hell of a job. And you already can pretty much eagerly anticipate every week what's next on this show. But the big blow up is what I'm waiting on. You know, the real shit.
All right. What's Ghost and Tommy's next move and that punk ass Ninja Dre and Shane's bitch ass.
Yeah, it ain't gonna end good. Y'all gotta think about it, people. This shit ain't gonna be what y'all want it to be. It's called Power Season 6 Final Betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Marinate on that. So if y'all thinking everything gonna be all right, peaches and cream, and things can go back to the way they was, but slightly different, you dead ass wrong. Alright, y'all, this has been another Power Review. Can't wait for the next two episodes, and we're going to review on that. Peace and blessings.